This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
This is the Business Leadership Series, obviously, and I publicly share my humiliating moment of when I realized that I was, and I've had several companies, but a few years ago when I said, I'm a leader, and I'm an unintentional leader. So we've even changed our tagline here to be an intentional leader. What does it look like for you in your world? You've been a leader. You've seen with sports, and you've seen with your companies how to lead a team, how to lead yourself. What does being an intentional leader mean for you? And are there any steps that jump out to you as some of the most important attributes?
Yeah, I think what I've learned from the best leaders in the world, this isn't just me, this is people who are great leaders, whether it's sports or in business, is number one, they lead. Like, they show you by example. They're not in the peanut gallery telling you what to do. If you want a team to follow you and believe in what you do and to really take those steps with you, you need to show them first. You need to show them a way and let them follow you. If you can do that, that takes you away from being an unintentional leader to being an intentional leader.
That's great.
And I think that that's super important. I think a lot of people struggle with that, where they just kind of want to tell people what to do. But really, if you want people to be by your side and no matter what happens, they got your back, you need to do and you need to show what you're wanting them to do.
Yeah, that's great. There's that balance of knowing when to delegate and knowing when to lead. And Devin Thorpe, who was a guest on our show near the very beginning, he's the head social entrepreneurship writer for Forbes magazine. And he's usually in another country helping put in a sink or dig a water line or something like that and telling a story. And he said a leader can't always be on the white horse out front. They've got to be in with a shovel helping dig out the muck and mire. They can't always
Definitely.
Be holding the shovel, but a leader that loses touch with shoveling is not a good leader.
Absolutely.
Great advice, man. Lead by example. You have to. Otherwise, you're just a title, right?
Yeah. I mean, don't tell anybody what to do unless you're willing to do it. And I think I've gone through experiences like that working for people where I was cold calling people, and they're like, oh, I need you to make 300 calls. You did 250. I'm like, how many did you make today? Because I didn't make any. And then I work for someone else and they would be the complete opposite. If I were to say that, they'd pick up the phone and they make 400.
Wow.
You know, so that's the difference between really being able to be a great leader.
To hear full episodes of the Business Leadership Series, visit blsnow.net.
Derek Champagne here. I want to connect with you if you're listening to the Business Leadership Series. We can connect on LinkedIn or send me a message at derek@derekchampagne.com. I look forward to connecting.